Welcome back to Ozone Live with Jaguars senior writer John Osier. Today, our guest is kicker Josh Lambeau. He's had a pretty busy week, so if you guys want to go ahead and ask Josh a question, go ahead and comment on our Facebook Live post. And John, take it away.
Josh, I've been doing this a while. It's not that common that somebody comes in mid-season and sort of becomes one of the big stories on the team, but you've done that. Three-game winning streak since you got here. Yeah. I assume you're the reason.
No, I don't think so. If you want to tell the GM that, maybe they can add a couple more dollars in my paycheck. But no, I mean, it's just I'm just here to do my job, and the team's been awesome and definitely embraced me warmly. And, you know, having a comfortable environment around you definitely breeds success, I think.
Now, you've talked, I was around you in the post game. You've talked a lot about liking this and not just wanting to be with the team long term, but wanting to be here long term.
Yeah.
What has, aside from the winning, and it's been a cool story, what has sort of struck you about here that's made you feel that way?
Honestly, a lot of just the people. Everyone I've run into, my girlfriend and I, we've been treated just very, very kindly. People are, you know, they look to help. And, you know, whether that has to do with my job description or not, I don't know. But everyone that we've run into has just been very, very kind. The beaches are great. There's a lot of good restaurants we've found. And just kind of the general vibe of the city we really gel with.
Now, I assume your life is different now than a month ago. I mean, it's an amazing process you go through as a kicker when you're out there early in the season. All of a sudden, you're at a new place.
Right.
Do you feel remotely settled yet, or is it still just sort of a, whoa, I'm here?
I don't think I really had time to feel either of it. You know, it was, okay, this is where you are. This is what it is. Go with it. And that's just kind of how it's been. And thankfully, it's been a very easy transition. Again, I mean, Brad has been awesome. And Carson Tinker has been helping me out, obviously, a lot. And, you know, we definitely feel for Maddie. But, yeah, everyone here is just, they've made it a really, really easy transition and a fun transition, to be honest.
Well, you're unsurprisingly phenomenally popular on social media. This is a social media show.
Right.
So we're going to go over to Ashlyn. She's going to pepper you with questions.
Fantastic.
Yes, we have a lot of them. We're going to start on Twitter. One from AJ. How's the team environment of the Jags different from the Chargers, and how did it feel to beat them last week?
Team environment, I would say the Chargers was a really good locker room. It was a really good group of guys. I enjoyed my teammates there. You know, the guys here have definitely maybe been a little bit more friendly when I first got on. You know, when I first got to the Chargers, I had beat out a veteran that had been there for, you know, a number of years. And so that was maybe a little bit of an awkward dynamic. But coming in here and being successful certainly helps. Beating them, just because they were my former employers, it doesn't matter. It was who we were playing. It was who the Jaguars were opposing. So if it was the Browns or the Patriots or anybody, it would have felt equally as awesome.
Now, I tried to get you the other day to go a little beyond that, and you wouldn't. At some point, it had to be cool to beat those guys, though, right? Or not? Are you going to stick to it? I get if you want to stick to the answer, but somewhere deep down, it's still a former team.
It was, yeah, I mean, it's nice to kind of prove your worth a little bit. You know, when you get called into an office and say, hey, we're going a different direction, essentially telling me that I wasn't better than someone who hadn't done anything in this league. You know, that definitely stung a little.
Sure.
So to be able to go out there and have, you know, the start to the season that I've had is good. Again, it doesn't matter if that ball got tipped or not, still went through and we got the win. And it's almost just kind of a little bit more interesting that they did get a hand on it, but still went in. So, I mean, it was definitely cool to kind of, it was just more self-confidence building for me, I think, really, than, hey, I'm going to stick it to the Chargers. Because, you know, if the Chargers didn't release me, then I wouldn't be here.
Right.
And I'm certainly happy to be here.
Now, I hope this doesn't steal a question's thunder, but the celebration, the slide, pre-planned, or was that one that just sort of whoa, I'm going to do this?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm typically not much of a solo celebration guy for a game winner. I've had a couple.
Gotcha.
This is my fourth overall, my third in the NFL, because I can't do it alone. You know, I'm not out there. I'm not the only. I'm not snapping and holding and kicking. I'm not blocking, and so it really is a team effort.
But it's going to be on you if you miss.
Yeah, but you know, especially because it was against the Chargers, maybe I think I let my emotions get the best of me a little bit and wanted to kind of, hey, like I'm here and I put that ball through. So once we got into overtime and I thought, okay, I can potentially win this with a game winning kick, I started to kind of think what I would do if I made one.
That's fair, Ashlyn.
Going into our second Twitter question from Chunky Dunk 15. Were you nervous at all going up to kick that game winner?
Nervous? No. It had been a situation that I wasn't familiar with. I'd never actually been iced before. So I'd never actually gone out there and had the opposing team call a timeout. So that's why I ran off the field to kind of stay in the rhythm because Shatley didn't know that you're supposed to snap the ball. That's kind of the unwritten rule is you snap the ball if you're iced because it's a free kick. So because I didn't get to do that, I ran off to the side to stay in my rhythm, have a kick into the net before I go out for a field goal. And so I think the play clock was a little down a little far, and thankfully that they had the penalty called against them, which gave me a little bit more time to collect myself. So being nervous, no, I don't think so. Coaching staff here does a good job putting me in game like situations throughout the week. And so I felt confident in going into it. It was a 35 and then a 30-yard kick, and
right.
Hopefully I should be making the majority of those.
Now you mentioned Shatley being the long snapper on that. I'm not sure I've ever seen a situation where there was as much chaotic going on in a situation that involved a long snapper, kicker, holder than was going on Sunday. Did it feel that way? I mean, did it feel like you were going through something unusual at the time, or was it just, hey, put your mind down and go?
Yeah, it didn't feel really any different for me. I mean, Brad just kept on assuring me, hey, it doesn't matter where the snap is going to be, the ball is going to be down.
Gotcha.
So stay in rhythm. I don't think you need to go slower. I will get the ball down. Trust me. And that's what I did. And Tyler did a great job.
What goes through your mind when your long snapper's out, though? Is there a little bit of a whoa?
It is. Oh, crap. Who's backup snapper right now?
Right.
But I was even catching balls for Shatley off to the side. While Tommy Bohannon was snapping punts
right.
to Brad. So I was catching the balls from Shatley, and so I knew what they were going to look like, and so I was very confident going into the game.
I know we got a bunch from social, so I'm going to get out of Ashland's way for a while.
All right, one more from Twitter, at Mock Draft Central. Josh, you seem to be growing as a centerpiece for the Jags. What are some things you'd like to do around the city?
Some things I like to do around the city, I'm still not entirely sure yet. the beaches are great. My girlfriend and our dog just got here this last week, so trying to just go as many places that we can with the dog. We have a 100-pound American bulldog named Wyatt, and so he's fun to bring around wherever we can go. So trying to find restaurants that we can go to that we can bring him. Really the main part now is just kind of trying to find the different parts of the city, going to the beaches, being downtown, Riverside, Southside, all that, town center. So we're just trying to figure out kind of where our niche is going to be.
All right, a few more from Twitter, at Patrick Pammett. What was the most challenging aspect of translating from a soccer goalkeeper to now being in the NFL?
I don't know if I can limit that to one. I can tell you one thing that's definitely been helpful is being a goalie. You have to have that one-for-one mentality of if you screw up, your whole team is punished. Being a goalie, if you screw up, ball's in the back of the net, you guys let up a goal. Being a field goal kicker, if you obviously miss, you leave points on the field. The opposing team has better starting position. So that's definitely helped me. I mean, the biggest transition is, I didn't have 300-pound men trying to run and rip my head off in soccer. So that's definitely a big one. Pads and helmet. The shape of the ball is obviously a pretty obvious mm-hmm. difference. But the two do right. translate more than I think most people might think.
And for people who don't know, you played for a long time at a big-time level of soccer.
Yeah.
Has that helped? I mean, junior national teams, I assume, faced a lot of pressure, noteworthy situations. Has that helped once you get to professional football where every kick is that?
I think the biggest help is just in the preparation, understanding mm-hmm. how to be a good pro, how to go about your business during the week so that when the weekends get here, you're mentally and physically prepared for whatever situation might get thrown at you.
Gotcha. Now, I assume when you were 12 years old, your dream was World Cup-ish, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's ever any hint of imagining this at that age, or did life come at you fast?
No, I thought football was kind of boring, and I certainly didn't want to be a kicker. Because I'm like, you just take two steps and swing, and you're sitting on the bench most of the time. It's no fun. So that was my thought process back when I was younger. But then obviously as my football career has unfolded, mm-hmm. It's a lot more than just taking two steps and swinging, and it's definitely a lot more exciting than I anticipated.
When did the exciting part change? Or when did you realize this was a little more exciting than what you imagined?
Probably in college, my first game winner. I think it was my second ever start. It was my fifth ever field goal in a game ever. And I played for Texas A&M. We were at Ole Miss. It was primetime game on ESPN, SEC, national television, and I hit a game winner at the end of the, game. And that's actually that was the first time I did a power slide.
Okay.
And so that was not premeditated. That just kind of happened. And then it's like, man, this is kind of cool. This is fun. I can dig this.
Fair enough. Ashlyn?
All right, we're going to stick with this soccer thing for a little bit. Punk Aaron 37, who's your go-to team to play on as FIFA?
Man, I haven't had a video game console in a long time because I feel like if I had one, then I wouldn't get anything else done. It definitely used to be Manchester United when I was younger. I mean, younger though, like Dwight York days. I'd always score with him, and so that's why Man United was my favorite team for a long time. But if I had to choose now, I would probably go with either Real Madrid, Man City, or Bayern Munich.
So you're the only guy in the locker room without a video game console, right? Probably you and Pazlesny.
Maybe so. Puz for sure doesn't have one. If I got involved in that, I think I'd be too heavily involved in it, so I try to stay
away. I gotta figure that's all Tinker does, right? I mean, pretty much 8 hours a day at this point.
No comment.
No comment.
Ashlyn.
904 Youngin, favorite soccer player?
Tim Howard. He's actually grown to become a pretty close friend of mine. We talk frequently. We're texting pretty much every week. And we're definitely going to try and link up with him this off season. He's been a massive mentor of mine. You know, we trained together a couple times. Yeah. I was overseas training with Everton when he was there. Obviously, he has Tourette syndrome. My oldest brother, Nathan, has Tourette's. Okay. And so he's just been a massive impact for my entire family. As a goalkeeper for me, as a successful athlete that has Tourette's for my brother mm-hmm. and for my whole family, he just kind of gave us hope, lifted us up. Through some hard times, and he's even been kind enough to get my brother tickets and met up with him after a couple of games since he's been here in the MLS. And so Tim is a good friend as well as just an unbelievable mentor.
Now, does your soccer world follow your football career? I mean, do you get texts immediately afterward from people you knew in the day? If you will?
Yeah, it's really humbling how much support I have from the soccer community. You know, when I first got picked up by the Chargers 2 years ago, U.S. soccer Twitter page was tweeting at it. All my former teammates, for the most part, a lot of close buddies. Even teams in Europe were kind of picking it up.
Wow.
And so just the support from the soccer community really is overwhelming sometimes.
It's really cool. Ashlyn?
All right. I have a feeling you know this next Twitter user, @MattOverton_LS. Has anyone ever told you that you look like John Mayer? Now, John does not know who John Mayer is, so maybe you could fill him in a little bit.
Yes, Maddie, you have told me that I look like John Mayer many times. I wish I could play guitar like him. That'd be much better.
Maybe that's what's next. I mean, you don't have a video game console. Maybe you focus a little bit on the guitar.
Well, that's why I play guitar. Nowhere near like John Mayer. But
you do play guitar, I've heard, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Ashlyn?
Fitting. All right. Now we're heading over to Instagram, @JagsGang. Which field goal in your career has meant the most to you? Possibly last week's?
I think the one that meant the most to me was the 56-yarder 2 weeks ago against Cincy. There was a lot of emotion that went into that kick. Last season I went 0-for-3 from beyond 50. And then obviously getting released and essentially again being told that you're not good enough.
Right.
And having a team release someone specifically for you, that's a big step in an organization. And So that kind of instilled a lot of faith back in myself. Certainly, I hope it instilled some faith in the fans here mm-hmm. and within the building as well, with the team. And so that was my career long. It was, big points for us that game, a big momentum, changer. And I think that might have meant the most to me.
Now, Los Angeles celebration was cool. The Cincinnati celebration, I assume no thought went into that one.
Yeah, blacked out a little bit after that kick. I mean, that's kind of another typical soccer celebration.
I got you.
Most guys are usually running to a corner flag when they're doing that. I didn't have a corner flag to run to, and so I just kind of, I don't know.
Just kind of ran around.
Yeah. I did the little, I've heard so many different names and uses for it, but I don't even know what to call it. It certainly seems to be catching on.
But are you getting a sense, and I joke about it, but fans loved it. And fans seem, I do an Ozone mailbag, which is a lot of mm-hmm. questions from the readers, and they love Josh Lambo. Are you getting a sense for the popularity growing? I mean, is that pretty cool?
Yeah, it's been awesome. And, that's definitely a part of the welcome that I've felt in Jacksonville, beyond just the guys in the locker room, And again, having a pretty hot start in the first three games certainly helps with that.
7 for 7 is good.
Yeah. doesn't mean anything if I don't go 8 for 8. So,
right.
I've definitely felt the love. I feel, the kind of the biggest thing that I've really appreciated about the fans, about you guys is, when all these kind of salty Chargers fans are hollering at me on social media, oh, well, why didn't you make kicks for San Diego?
Right.
I was like, well, for one, I did. But, all these Jacksonville fans are kind of coming to my aid and rushing and like, oh man, you're just salty. Y'all lost. Your team's not very good. And so just kind of having that support and that backing from you guys really, really, truly means a lot.
Ashlyn?
All right. Heading over to Facebook Live now from Jan Johnson. Josh, is there a difference in the way you kick the ball in Florida weather compared to what you're going to have to go through this Sunday in Cleveland?
And is this the coldest game you'll have played in?
I think so.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
According to the forecast, then yeah.
Gotcha.
Last year when I played in Cleveland with the Chargers, it was similar, maybe a little bit warmer.
Gotcha.
So to answer your question, no. I think the biggest thing with difficult weather is just staying true to your mechanics and not changing something, because when you try to change something that you're not going to normally do, I feel like you might second guess yourself. If you're not used to doing it, then you have more of a possibility of something going wrong. And so the biggest thing for me is just to try and hit a really true ball, go back to my technique and my fundamentals, not try to overswing or overcompensate for the wind. If I hit a pure ball, I don't think the wind should adjust it that much. And so, but I'm really going to have to rely heavily on warm-ups to kind of get a feel for what the wind is doing, what my range is doing, and obviously a situation for the game.
We're going to stick with Ash.
All right, one more from Brent Carter. And we talked about this before the show, but the fans are loving it. Dude, where did you get that hat?
the equipment guys here handed them out, so I snatched one up, and it is extremely comfortable, so I'm wearing it.
All right, one more from Facebook Live from Joy Ortiz. What are your hobbies outside of playing football in the season?
Hobbies outside of football are playing guitar. I listen to a lot of different music. I try and find new bands. Go to concerts. My girlfriend Megan and I, we do a lot of like wine and cheese board nights. We'll binge TV shows on Netflix a lot. And then specifically now, just really trying to find new places, new restaurants, new things to do here in Jacksonville.
Well, Josh, I appreciate you doing this, and obviously fans are connecting with you. You're connecting with fans. It's cool to see, and I appreciate you doing it.
Thanks
very much. Ashlyn, back to you.
Yes, thank you, Josh, for joining us today. And thank you, fans, for tuning in and sending questions on over. Be sure to join us right back here next Thursday for the next Ozone Live.